With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Many conservatives are mourning the death of activist Charlie Kirk. In remarks last night at Turning Point USA in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, said she has seen a worldwide outpouring of love for her husband.
I've heard the testimonies from people my husband inspired to get married, to start families, to seek out a relationship with God. It's the most important.
And leaders in the country are trying to find ways to provide solace to citizens while denouncing political violence in the country. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tells the Salem Radio Network the shooting of Salem radio host Charlie Kirk was a great shock to many people.
Well, I don't think many people have witnessed the murder of a fellow American and somebody who was doing nothing but exercising his free speech rights to try to educate a generation of young Americans about some very important principles.
The White House posted a proclamation on their website where President Trump ordered all flags at government and military facilities be flown at half staff until sunset tomorrow. Senator Eric Smith is calling out Democrat leaders in big cities that are refusing Trump administration help with their growing crime wave.
They were just in it to be in power. They were never serious about tackling violent crime. Because if you were, I can say as a former prosecutor, here's exactly what you would do. You would have a large police presence, very visible, so that people who are doing bad things are arrested, and that might deter other people from doing bad things. And then when people are arrested, you would prosecute them severely under the law, under the full extent, maximum extent of the law.
President Trump is making his second state visit to the UK next week. He will be accompanied by his wife, Melania. They'll arrive on Tuesday. Wednesday, the Trumps will be greeted by Prince William and Catherine, Princess of Wales. This is SRN News. Do you sin? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mentioned sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the 5 justices who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. And in the book, she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court recently upheld a civil jury's finding that President Trump must pay $83 million to E. Jean Carroll for his social media attacks against the longtime Advice columnist.
I would expect the president will keep fighting it again, you know, like so many of the claims against him was manufactured. And if I recall, it may have even been time barred in some ways, except for novel legal theories that maybe should have never seen the inside of a courtroom.
The U.S. Geological Survey reported a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck early this morning near the coast, off the coast of Russia's Kamchatka region.
The quake's epicenter was 69.3 miles east of Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky and had a depth of 39 kilometers, according to the USGS. There were no immediate reports of injuries or major damages. Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula was hit by 5 powerful quakes, the largest with a magnitude of 7.4, on July 20th, 2025.
More details at SRN.